This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Well, the truth has finally come out now about cell phone EMFs penetrating your brain and causing brain cancer. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And California was forced via a lawsuit by a PhD named Joel Moskowitz, who's at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. Berkeley, that's funny. That's where they want to kill people whose speech they don't like. But I guess he's probably not involved in that project. In any case, he sued the state of California to get them to release this document that the government of California has kept hidden, buried, for years. And in this document, which I have now posted in full at naturalnews.com, I've even removed the watermark from it so you can read it very, very easily. It says, quote, long-term cell phone use may increase the risk of brain cancer and other health problems. The document also admits that, quote, cell phone EMFs can affect nearby cells and tissues. And then in another warning section focused on children, it also says, quote, EMFs can pass deeper into a child's brain than an adult's. What that's saying is that EMFs penetrate the brains of children. Now, EMFs, of course, it stands for electromagnetic field, and cell phones communicate with cell towers, of course, using electromagnetic frequencies. Now, some things you need to know about EMFs. The intensity of any EMF field is inversely related. Well, actually, the squared inverse relationship of your distance to the originating source of the broadcast. So if you're right next to something, well, let's say if you're 1 meter away from something, you're getting a certain amount of radiation. If you double that distance, you go to 2 meters away, you're now getting 1/4 the amount of radiation because it's an inverse square relationship. So this is important. It also means that when you're holding that source of radiation right next to your brain, the intensity is quite extreme. It's like you're getting it almost the full power because the distance is almost zero. So that's bad, right? So never hold a cell phone right next to your head. Unfortunately for most people, that's where their ears are. So they do hold their cell phones right next to their brains, and they are in essence bathing their skulls with penetrating electromagnetic frequencies. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but cell phones operate on certain frequencies that were chosen by the technology industry to penetrate objects. This is why you can be inside your home and still talk on your cell phone. How does that work? Well, the signals are using a certain frequency that goes through objects. Now, it can't go through every object. If you go under a tunnel, you're going to lose your cell phone signal, just like you lose radio signals, even though they're different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. But if you're in your home, you can still talk on your phone. And if you're in certain buildings and certain objects, you can still get a signal. Why is that? Again, because these frequencies penetrate objects. So they also penetrate tissue and bone and brain matter to some extent. I don't know exactly what the formula is for how deep they go into your brain and how much signal loss there is and how many inches inside your brain. But clearly they penetrate some depth into your brain. And because a child's head is smaller than an adult's head, the penetration goes effectively deeper into the child's brain proportionally than it would into an adult's brain. So a child can have his or her entire brain bathed by electromagnetic frequencies, whereas an adult may only sort of have the outer portions of their brain bathed with that same intensity, and perhaps the inner portion of their brain is not getting, you know, that full blast. But what's really astonishing in all of this is that the California government had written up this guide. It's really a short thing. It's only a couple of pages about, well, what's it called? Cell phones and health. It was from the Division of Environmental and Occupational Disease Control from the California Department of Public Health. And they hid it for years. They hid it. So they'd written this thing up, but they refused to release it to the public. Ever wonder why? Well, the answer is that government usually works alongside with industry to lie to the public about the things that threaten their health. And I've given many examples in my own coverage at naturalnews.com, and that they include brain-damaging fluoride in the water supply. The government doesn't tell you the truth about fluoride, even though it's been scientifically linked to lowered IQs in study after study after study. The government doesn't tell you about the dangers of mercury preservatives, thimerosal, that are still used in flu shots given to children and pregnant women. In fact, the government covers that up deliberately. Now, the government doesn't tell you about pesticides in non-organic food products. They just don't really talk about that much. They figure, well, most people can't see pesticides. They're invisible. So, yeah, they won't know. They won't notice it. So we just don't tell them. That's the attitude of the government. What you don't know about can't hurt you, even though it does. EMFs from mobile phones, of course. Wi-Fi broadcast signals. Some people are sensitive to Wi-Fi. Some people are very sensitive to what we call electropollution. And then you've got medications like antidepressants that can be very toxic to your brain. They alter brain chemistry. That's how they work. Or how they don't work, actually. That's how they make you suicidal. That's how they make you want to leap off a building or pick up a gun and engage in some sort of, you know, weird, violent act, as a lot of people on antidepressants end up doing. Just go to psychdrugshooters.com for an example of that. But the biggest assault on your brain is actually the fake news media. So it's a propaganda assault. But if you combine all these assaults on your brain, you have a chemical assault, there's a heavy metals assault, and then there's a propaganda disinfo assault. And it is these three things together, three big categories of the destruction of your brain that allows the state to control what you think, to control your perceptions, to control your beliefs, to control almost everything about you. And what this document now reveals is that California, its government, was most definitely participating in this cover-up, in this whole system of poisoning your brain, knowingly poisoning your brain, and yet deceiving the public by not telling the truth about how you're being poisoned. So that's the California government, but I got to tell you, it's every government. It's the federal government, it's every state government, you know, it's the state of Texas government as well. It's every government everywhere, because the cell phone industry has an army of lobbyists, and they're going in and lobbying to make sure that this is all covered up, in the same way that the GMO industry is lobbying to make sure that the truth about herbicides like glyphosate is also covered up. All these industries that push poison, whether it's electromagnetic poison or chemical poison or heavy metals poison, mercury poison in flu shots, whatever, all these industries that poison you don't want the truth to come out for obvious reasons. So they collude with governments to cover it up. And what we're seeing here today with California is just one tiny, tiny example, little case of just two pages of documents that have been made public. This almost never happens. Usually these documents remain secret. Usually the cover-up remains in place. Usually the public is deceived while they are being poisoned. I'll tell you this, governments, both state governments and federal or national governments, not just the United States, but everywhere around the world, including Canada, for that matter. All the governments are engaged in lying to the public and covering up the truth about the risks to their health. from all of these things, from pesticides, mercury, electromagnetic poisoning, you know, all of this. So you are under assault. And actually, I think I'm going to do a full lecture series on this very point sometime soon. Because what I've come to realize is that the number one survival secret for our time, you're living in a world of such incredible poison. The number one survival secret is not, you know, how to start a fire in the forest or how to build a shelter out of branches and leaves. No, it's how to protect your brain. Because if you can't protect your brain, then nothing else works, because that's the number one most important tool in your arsenal of survival and clear thinking and strategy and self-preservation and self-reliance, all of that. If you can't protect your brain, the war is already lost. And most people can't protect their brains. And they've been turned into, well, we jokingly say, you know, zombies. It's sort of a simplification term, but it means they've been dumbed down. We'll just call them zombies. A lot of people have been turned into dumbed down, you know, zombie-like individuals who can't think, who can't reason, who are irrational, who are functioning on lower brain stem function, like animalistic, reptilian type of emotional reactions, survival, fear. This is what society has been turned into, all by design, because it's all been an attack on your brain, a chemical attack, a heavy metals attack, electromagnetic attack, and disinfo attack. So I think I'll do a lecture or a course or something on how to protect your brain. But just to let you know, by the way, one of the solutions that I will focus on in that is turmeric. If you look at that root, that spice, do some of the research. Go to science.naturalnews.com. Search for things like turmeric and brain, or neuroprotective. That's a good term. Neuroprotective. Or how it's been studied for preventing brain disorders, brain symptoms, things like that. Turmeric is incredibly important for brain function and brain protection. And it's something that I have been putting powder into my smoothies now, turmeric powder, literally just raw, potent, super orange turmeric powder into my smoothies for quite a long time now. So I'm actually drinking turmeric every day. And I got to tell you, I think it's part of the reason why I continue to be able to protect my brain and be able to think clearly and be able to be effective and creative and communicate well and so on, even in this environment in which all of our brains are under constant assault. Of course, I also don't watch television, so that might have something to do with it. And I don't get flu shots. And I don't have mercury fillings, right? All these things. And I eat organic. So surely it's a number of things, but I believe turmeric has something to do with that. So I'll wrap this up for now, but you should know, in conclusion, you should know that the governments under which you and I suffer, whether it's the California state government or the federal government or you know, some other country, these governments all have evidence that these industries such as pesticides and vaccines and dentistry and cell phones and so on, they all know that those industries kill people and cause cancer and damage brains and cause infertility and much more. They know that. They're all deliberately covering it up because there's so much money in those industries. And the lobbyist efforts are so well-funded and so effective that the lawmakers will go along with these efforts to censor the truth. And so we, the people, are all being constantly poisoned by these industries that are multi-billion dollar industries that influence our governments, and they've turned governments against us. Humanity is under attack. Our brains are under attack. Our health is under attack. The answers are there. We know how to prevent cancer. We know the dangers of pesticides and herbicides. We know the dangers of EMFs, but You're not allowed to talk about them, especially you can't talk about mercury and vaccines. Oh my God, if you talk about mercury and vaccines, you are attacked like I'm attacked. You are assaulted. You are called a quack. Why? Because you dare point out that mercury is a heavy metal and it's in vaccines? I mean, it's absurd. It's like these people are table of elements denialists or something. Like they pretend that mercury doesn't exist. Or that somehow it's not harmful when it's in a vaccine, but it's really harmful when it's in tuna fish or coal-fired power plants. They're releasing mercury, and the environmentalists go nuts. Oh, there's mercury being released everywhere by these coal-fired power plants. There's mercury in the air. And then you say, well, what about mercury and vaccines that you inject? And they're like, ah, it's no big deal. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't want to breathe in mercury because you say it's really, really bad for you, but you're willing to inject it into your child? They're like, because they never thought about it that way. But nevertheless, that's a different discussion. See, this is the problem, is people are brain damaged all across the world now. This assault on the brain has been effective to the point where there are very few people left who can even reason anymore. There are very few people left that have any critical thinking skills remaining. You can't have a debate anymore. There is no debate. There's just dogma. Even in the sciences, they've been brain damaged so much that they don't even know how to think scientifically anymore, for the most part. I mean, everywhere you go across the planet, people are just, they're zombies. They're brain damaged. They cannot think anymore. I mean, most of them. But fortunately, there are a few, especially those who are into eating organic and eating superfoods and protecting their brains and perhaps living outside the cities where you don't have as much of the electromagnetic assault on your brain. You know, living in the country is good for you. It really is. It's good for your lungs. It's good for your brain. You're not bathed in radiation all the time, you know, electromagnetic radiation. So just some things to think about. If you want to protect your brain, you've got to avoid these toxins as much as you can. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. Also, we cover EMFs at another website called EMF.news. Just like it sounds, EMF.news. Check it out. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com www.lab.science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.